Okay, well, I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have in the room, Jack Peacock, Shane Moreno.
Jerry Lynch.
Lorraine Bailey.
Perfect.
And what's the time?
The time is 6:02 PM, Monday, December 9th. So we're here for the planning and zoning public hearing regarding a zone change request. This was requested by Ted Helston on parcels 1B-0353-000 and 1B-0354-0000 in Schofield Town. He sent a letter to Planning and Zoning, and I'm going to read that letter. So it says, to Schofield Town Planning Commission, in accordance with the Schofield Town Land Use Code, the undersigned requests that the 1B-0353-0000 and 1B-0354-000 land be rezoned from commercial and light industrial zone to an agricultural zone. The subject land does not fit the commercial zoning definition. Next paragraph. The 1B-0353-000 land is in a floodplain and is also in wetlands. The attached plat 1B-353 shows that Mud Creek flows along the west and north side of the property with the railroad on the east side. The fence is the south boundary line. The Jensen Cattle Ranch is adjoining property and is in the agricultural zone. The land for 100 years has been used to raise hay and graze cattle and horses. Photo one is taken from Highway SR 96 looking east. Next paragraph. The 1B-0354-0000 land is in a floodplain and is also not accessible to Schofield roads because it is bound by other property on the north and west with the railroad on the east. Therefore, I am submitting this written petition to the Planning Commission identifying change desire and the reasons therefore. So you guys want to take a look at the next sheet. It kind of shows Ted Helson's property.
And I only put that one in there because I didn't see a reason to print off that whole thing, but you're welcome to kind of pass the...
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, you just read a letter received from Ted Helston regarding a zone change request for two parcels out south of town and his reasoning for it.
Do you want to take a look at that?
I got it. Do you want to just maybe, Shane, just read his reasoning again since just that one?
Let's see. His two paragraphs here?
Yeah.
Okay, so in accordance with the Schofield Town Land Use Code, the undersigned requests that the 1B-0353-0000 and 1B-0354-000 land be rezoned from commercial and light industrial zone to an agricultural zone. The subject land does not fit the commercial zoning definition. The 1B-0353-000 land is in a floodplain and is also wetlands. The attached plat 1B-353 shows that Mud Creek flows along the west and north side of the property with the railroad on the east side. The fence is the south boundary line. The Jensen Cattle Ranch is the adjoining property and is the agricultural zone. The land for 100 years has been used to raise hay and graze cattle and horses. Photo one is taken from Highway SR 96, looking east. The 1B-0354 land is in the floodplain and is also not accessible to Schofield roads because it is bound by other property on the north and west with the railroads on the east. So that's the gist of it.
So realistically, you just
need some Is there any public comment? Ted's not here. Anyone here to represent Ted?
There's not.
Any public comment?
I don't have anything against, you know, what people's desires are, but I think Ted had that change to commercial himself. some point. And my concern has always been that we have a plan, sure, by definition, but we don't really have a plan that looks toward somebody actually wanting to do something or develop something. There's a lot of stumbling blocks in the plan. So I just wonder, I was kind of surprised. I thought he just wanted to have it changed back to residential and not pay the extra taxes, whatever they are. But agriculture is kind of a different thing.
Yeah.
And did he provide any information that the floodplain prohibits development of that property at some point?
Mm-hmm. No. This is all he submitted.
May I?
Yes, please.
From what I found out, done a little research about this.
Well, that will be the next meeting, though, I think. This is just public comment.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to be rude, but...
No, that's great.
But I'm really interested to know what that information is.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. We have to have a meeting on it. The county warned me to just be sure that we only look at the public comment for this period.
Well, and listening to his reasoning about the floodplain, I mean, our house is in that same floodplain, and all you have to do is adjust it based on the floodplain. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone, I think, yeah, all of us.
Yeah. This town is in a floodplain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's a real value to the commercial property in this town for the potential development in this town that we think and all hope can happen someday.
So, just a quick question. They have three properties that sit to the north of that. Are those residential zones or?
Let me see what you've got there.
Yes. These properties
okay, so,
in the north.
Okay, that is actually part. Okay, so this right here is 0353.
Yep, and this is the other 0354. One. Yep.
This is also 0354. This is also. These are all.
Okay, I can't quite read that.
I know. This is the one that he provided the town. This is what he sent with his letter. So that I printed this off.
Okay, so those do include that.
It's all of this. 1, 2, 3, 4 parcels that make up 0354, this whole area.
Okay.
He wants to exclude the 0352 right here that's against Front Street that would actually make that a full.
And we do have an unimproved road that runs across the south side of it that could be developed at some point.
We do.
That's in the next meeting, right?
Yeah. But that's what, yeah.
There's also access from the east side. A town road.
So, yeah.
Do we just wait and see?
I think you just close the meeting because I ask if there's any other comments.
Yeah, any other comments?
I didn't know that the road's kind of been an issue, you know, and there are people for and against it, but I've always been for the roads. And I didn't know that would be, you know, part of this, but since it is noted on your map, you know, it really, I don't know, it feels like that if, you know, he could be given a break on taxes by, you know, changing it to residential, you know, something like that. But again, it's an area of the town that I think has always been, at least in the minds of some, this is an area we can do something with at some point. And Ted kind of requested it at one point, but have you? Obviously, property taxes aren't getting less on any properties. So.
Well, I believe they had a rezone for commercial to make a sale of a piece of property in commercial aspects. And
Centricon, right?
And Lorraine, it is my belief that undeveloped commercial property is at a lower tax rate than developed commercial property.
Honestly, I haven't looked into that. I don't know, but
I believe you are right.
That
needs to be addressed, though.
It's still one of the lower tax rates we have. Now, if it was Greenbelt, that might be even lower, but
But I do think commercial is definitely lower than residential. He's already in the mid-grade.
And does he have enough? Is he asking for green belt designation?
Not here.
We haven't seen that.
That would require, you know, that.
Just that it's, yeah, so what does he want it to be put into?
Not sure.
Agricultural.
Agricultural, just agricultural.
Which would be, then you could do.
I mean, eventually it could be green belt, but I think that takes 3 years.
And.
Of renting it out, yeah, so, but I mean, we don't really know what the owner wants to do with it. We just know that he's asked for it.
Any other comments? Or should we go ahead and close this and this meeting and
do deliberation?
Have that deliberation and planning zoning meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to move to close, adjourn the meeting.
So we are adjourning the meeting on the.
Do you want me to make a motion?
Please.
Maybe.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Yeah, read on what it is. This is what they told me to do.
Make a motion to close the public comment period regarding a zoning change requested by Ted Helston on parcels 1B-0353-0000 and 1B-0354-0000 in Schofield Town.
I second it.
I third that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And what is the time?
It's 6:13, and we start our meeting.